Actually, I'm going to try something else while I'm doing this. It's a long time to load, huh?
Sometimes.
Only sometimes?
Sometimes. I like to think of it that way.
Makes you more optimistic or something?
When you did it at home, did it take as long?
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
No.
I feel like when you're on your own connection, it works faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
It doesn't take as long to load.
That's good.
Yes.
That's why I say sometimes. Do a VAR car. We don't really necessarily need to leave it at 50, but it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Now, does it matter as far as the data type, what I'm putting in? Because I don't remember everything that you called off for, like employee number, employee.
Well, I picked number things.
Just number, okay.
Right. Pick number things. If you're going to pick a number, pick the number type. If you're putting in characters, pick VerCare.
Oh, VerCare. That's what it was.
Oh. Ooh. I am a happy person. This would not run at home to save my soul.
So you did number, the employee number, the employee name, you did...
It doesn't matter.
Anything?
Put in any three things, four things, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, I'm happy. All right, how many of you have a 64 as opposed to a 32, whatever? 64-bit or whatever? As apparently these examples, which I would like to go over, I can go over here because apparently at home I can't because I've got a new machine and they won't let me run them at home without downloading something. And that's fine, but I was concerned that if I came here I would have to download them, etc. So I'm now happy because they actually run. And those are some things that I would like to go over. Yay. Okay, at home, I'm curious. If you go in under examples, under my VB 2015, under examples, and you scroll down here, there's a bunch of ADOs. I'm curious to see if you download any of those, you can run them. Those are the ones that I couldn't run at home, but I can run here. And that's probably your home computer, so you can probably try it here and see if you can, I'm curious, just go and try to download any one of them. Because that's something that I want to go over, and
what are these under?
Programs. They're right under here, examples.
VB
2015 examples. And then if you come down here, these are a variety of ways I did it. I have also done them for Web Matrix, which I did, I think, 2 years ago. The Web Matrix is being phased out. Microsoft has decided to have a better product.
When it says, I forget, when you go to the refresh, your database should appear. Should it look like that? Or am I still waiting for the table thing to come up?
It has a look on the tables over on the far side. I think that's where you are. Open up table. Yes, so it's there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh. That is the table.
Okay.
Yeah, that you're getting the grid headline, so that usually indicates you don't have any data. Because it's found the names of the files.
But I entered all the data, didn't you?
No, but it, as in like...
As in people's names?
Oh, no, I haven't.
That's fine. So that's the problem that it's having, because it's going to work. Because you're seeing the grid with the field names on it. So that indicates that it can find it, that it's made the connection and all that. But since you didn't put data in it, it, I did that with one of the ones I was playing with over the week. Well, no, yesterday, I guess. Or over the weekend. You want to get the Server Explorer pane. There's the Server Explorer. And if you click on that, and that brings up the data. If you do show data table, right? Wait a minute. Right click your database table and select show table data. Why am I not getting that? There it is. Okay, if you go in, Lai, did you find the place to enter the data?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that's the place, show table data.
Hey, what did you do when it wouldn't change from the decimal 18.0? I'm trying to...
I don't know, but the second time I did it, it worked fine. So my assumption was I had done... Yes, ma'am?
I know what I did.
Good.
Okay, so when you've got the table and I entered the last row...
Yes.
I did not click on null for the next. I went to just save it.
Okay.
If you go to save it... sticks.
So if you click go to the next row, it works, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes, probably it's the hitting enter above the on the one above that gets you down.
Yes.
That's probably what it wanted.
Yes, because I almost did it again.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
That's good.
So I was able to open
Domer
SQL and
Domer
SQL 12.
Okay, as long as you can open one of them. Then that's good. Then you can look at those. Good. Good, good, good. Because I really wasn't looking forward to rewriting those over the weekend. Or actually, but as I said, the big problem was that I can download and fix it at home, but I was afraid it wouldn't fix here and I can't download here. And that was my big problem. So at home I can go ahead and now do the download, but I didn't want to be out of sync with here. How you go about making a database, an SQL server, how you make a table within that database, and how you can access that table.
Could you just help me on this right here? Because I put my GPA decimal 2.2.
No, that means... that's actually an interesting thing. In every language, it's somewhat different. But the 2 usually means the total number of characters. And then the 2 on the other side means only 2 of those. You have 2 characters and 2, no, 2 characters, 2 of which are decimal. So you probably want to make that 3 or Or four, comma two.
I'll do four.
Okay. And then you have room to enter some whole numbers and some decimals. I think I did 4 comma 3 because I wanted 1 and 3 and 1. 3 decimals. Update, right.
And then I can add that in, right?
It supposedly is there. What are you adding in on GPA?
3.66. Okay, now. Okay.
And there it supposedly is. So have you got yours to come up yet?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so those are just, right? Yeah, just click through. There's a local that is not in the comma. That's an interesting. I don't think it matters whether you say yes or no.
Okay, so I'll just say yes, why not? That already exists.
Sure.
Should I just say yes?
Yeah. Okay, so now say next. Okay, and wait patiently. So maybe no would have been the right thing to say, but it doesn't matter. What it does is it makes another copy of it.
Okay. Finished?
No. It's supposed to say is now or does not contain any objects. Did you put data in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I probably did the wrong thing to do. So go
like
back.
The previous.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going back. Okay, so data set and click next. And then new connection. So let's try it one more time. You've got SQL Server browse and find it where you put it.
It's this one right here.
Okay, you've got two of them.
Oh, I don't want two, I just want...
Which one is it?
This one here.
Okay, double click on that. And then test connection. Okay.
Oh, I didn't do that last time, that's why?
I don't think that would be why, but that's something I have to do.
So, okay.
Uh-huh. And now we're going to say next. And next. And it still doesn't think your data set is empty. Okay, so we need to go back and take a look at that. In all honesty, I doubt if I'm going to make it to finishing up files because I want to make sure everybody's got this. So basically, I think we'll say you're on your own, folks. And I'm going to make sure this...
Should I get out of here?
No, we want to go to this, the Server Explorer. So, yes, I'm sorry, get out of there, yes.
Okay.
And go to Server Explorer and make that bigger so we can read it. And it's experiment one we want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So expand that. Click on the table and expand that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's not expanding.
No, it didn't expand.
Okay. And that's the old one, was Expire?
No, this is, you know how it says to put down the name down here? When you go to create? Why did create table?
Yeah.
And then I put that name there.
All right, and that one, let's try that one.
This one.
And now click on table.
Right click on it?
Yep. Actually, maybe expand
it.
Yeah. Okay, so there it is. And now I'll say show table data. Mm. Okay, so there's the data. So I think it's year one you want.
Oh, okay.
So now when we close this, that one down.
This one?
This solution explorer now. That's what I'm wondering. I guess over there. In the corner of it, does that... What is that?
This here?
No, not there. Oh, sure. In this.
Oh, got you.
No? Huh. Oh, I guess the X over in that same line, is that...
Yeah.
Is that it? No, that's not it. That's just totally... That was a bad idea. Look like this in this line. Let's just do file close solution. Save changes.
Yes.
Whatever. All right.
Okay.
So now
go. Should I try to reopen it?
Yep.
This is the one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because the other one's Xperia one is the one where we found the data.
So we can try that.
Let's go back under projects. Is there any other project?
Mm-hmm.
So then that must be the database. Okay, let's try that. Okay. So now go to toolbox and take over the grid. We'll try it that way. Hello. I probably shouldn't have closed that down. Toolbox general. There are no usable dragon item on this text to add it to the toolbox. Hello?
Oh, goodness. Should I start over?
In a few minutes. And we're going to call it something other than experiment.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so class view you want to close down.
Right here?
Yeah. And what you want to open is solution. So project, because I shouldn't have told you to close solution. And solution. Okay, view, it's under, I guess. I always forget. View.
Solution
and
Explorer?
Solution Explorer, yep. Okay, so now it's back to what we wanted.
Okay.
And you've got both Experiment 1 and Experiment MDF there. I don't know how you get two of them. And then you've got a little CS for good measure. All right, let's get back out and start over again.
Okay.
Yes, I want to make sure. So have a good time, guys. I don't know where you got into that one. But
okay,
anyway, let's go through it again.
All right, how do we start this off? Like,
all right, open Visual Studio and select new project.
Okay.
Go down.
No,
I didn't want to do that.
No.
Okay, so we're going to call it something else.
Yes, we're going to call it totally something else.
Try 3.
Okay, that's fine. And do you want it there or do you want to try
it? No, I want it in the G.
Where is in the G? Just do a browse.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so it's an E drive the other one, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Windows, from the submenu, select Save All. So do a Save All. From the Project submenu, add new items. So from Project, add new item. Okay. From the Add New Item screen, select Common Items. No. Okay, why don't you see Common Items?
Do you have to put like a
add new item? From the add new item screen, and that is the add new item screen. Select common items. This is in, did you have C-sharp?
No.
Because you're looking at visual C-sharp. Go on, let's go, start in over there.
Okay.
We haven't gone far enough in here to mess it up.
No.
Because you're over there in computer, so you're in C.
Okay, so just exit out of
the whole thing. Exit out of the whole thing.
Okay, so there's nothing there.
Right. Now, new project. Okay, that's, you don't want Visual C-sharp for some reason.
Visual Basic.
Yeah. The guy that was sitting in the seat was having a lot of problems. So I suspect he may have set some of the defaults. Oh, all right.
That way
sure
it's like...
remember?
Yeah. Okay, so it's spirit three. See, I'm hands-on, so the more I do it, the more I'll know.
Oh, me too. I must have done this 20 times in the last week. Because I wanted to see if I could actually get to the point I could do it without peeking. And I didn't. I never got to the point where I could do it without looking. Okay, so we did the save all of them.
Yeah.
From the project summary menu, select add new item.
Okay. Now this is where we want common item.
That's right. Okay, that's where we're in the left-hand column. Select common items. Scroll the center pane down to service-based database. So that could have been part of your problem.
And then I name it here, right?
Name your database. And this is not the database, this is the table. So you could call it table one or something like that.
That's what I'll do, just to... Okay.
So let's see. Expand your database. Right click table. Wait a minute. Where are we? Name your database. Make sure to add.
Yep, and I did that just now. Now we're on eight.
I think so. From the view submenu, select Silver Explorer.
I guess the more I put, the more it's not going to work.
That's right. Go under view and see if you can get it open that way. Is anything clicking? Okay, there's server code. That's right. So click on that.
So it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now tables.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then right here.
Now where are we?
You're supposed to expand.
In the Server Explorer, data connections. Right, we've got data connections. Expand your database. Right click tables. Okay. Right click tables. Add new table. Okay, so now we're in add new table. So now enter the fields for your database table as soon as it gets around to adding them.
This is what took the longest.
I think we may have changed the name of the database to table one. I think I was wrong about the name of the table, but that's all right.
Oh, okay.
We'll just ignore it.
Okay, so now...
I'm going to turn that... Oh, it is down. It's very strange. Yeah, but that's very strange.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so this is where we did complete. No.
Well, that would
Oh, that would have been up here. Okay, I want that up there.
Okay.
Okay, I want it there as an integer.
That's a big care.
That's what?
I mean, that's fine. I mean, you don't have to have a lot of things. We're just making sure that's okay. Okay, so we've added some, so end of the fields via database table. Okay. Now locate the create table SQL statement down here, and that's where you should name the table all you want. So
okay.
I'll call this real table or something.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I'm going to now call that real table and click update. And when this comes up, you're going to click update database. Click update and click in the preview, click update database in the Server Explorer pane. Okay. Well, right click tables and select refresh. In the Server Explorer pane, right click your database table and select show table data. And that's where you put in a few names.
See, now if I just stayed there,
that's
it was sick like last
at.
Time, so then I cleaned up.
Okay. Now in the interviewer as a data, it appears you have to close down and open, so now do a save all.
So it's experience three.
You did save all. Okay, yep, so close down. Do you mind making it go away?
It's me.
It's you, okay. Sorry, I thought it was
back
there.
No, it was me.
Make it go away.
I always turn it off.
Okay.
So, here it is, right here.
Okay. Now, let's do the data grid one, which is what I did, which is come down to here.
Okay.
And I say click on the little arrow. I'm going to bring over the data grid view and make it full. Okay. So let's go to toolbox. And hopefully this time it decides you can do something. Yes.
Yes.
You'll anchor it for a minute. At least I find it helps if you anchor it so that I can drag it over.
I didn't know how to do that before.
Oh, really?
No,
now you do.
Thank you.
Data grid view.
It works. But if I hit check.
So we want to find data grid view.
You would think that it would be like...
It usually is, but sometimes it's kind of data.
So there?
Yep. You just double-click on it or drag it over or whatever. Now go over there and find the word doc. There's one of the properties. So just keep going down. Go ahead. It's not alphabetical, so if you want to click alphabetical right there. That clicks alphabetical.
There we go.
And then if you find doc.
Up right here.
Okay, and go over and click find the arrow by none. And click the one in the middle. And that makes it a full. Which means the middle button in the doc property.
Okay.
Click on the little arrow at the top right of the grid.
Yes.
Okay. And under choose data, pick add project data source. So go in there. And pick add project data source. And now in the data visitor booth, we've been here before. Okay. So click next. Next. Okay, so now you've got to do the connection. make sure the connection is right, SQL server is, and so browse and find.
I think that's how it's supposed to be. I think it's within that. Because it worked. Yeah, table one. Ah, okay. And then that opened? Yep. Okay, now test the connection. Yep, it succeeded. Okay. Now go ahead with okay.
Okay, next. Next. He does say if you're feeling good.
There,
now
okay.
Click on tables.
Just
no,
click on?
You open it. Open it.
Okay.
And then click on real table.
On the arrow?
Yeah. Okay, now put a check mark next to that. No, I'm sorry, right in there, yep.
Oh, right in here?
Yep.
Okay. Oh.
And that selects all of the fields.
Okay.
And then click finish. And then cross your fingers.
Third time is a charm.
Yes, and you got the field names, so it's going to work.
Oh, okay.
That tells you that it made the connection, and those are the field names you put on.
Oh.
And now do star. You know, it's not that you're thinking and understanding what you're doing. I'm just clicking the buttons.
That's a lot of steps.
And it also is, you got to get them in the, well, I've got to click under this to get this, and this to get this,
yeah.
And this to get, hate anything having to do with it. You know, which is why I write out the instructions, because, you know, it's not a thinking process. And what we've done there is the thought process is that we've made a database,
yeah.
We've made a table, and we're now linking Visual Basic to the table. But, you know, it just
so many steps.
I